Lord of the Rings Fellowship versus Two Towers Trick-Taking, which box first, solo rules and chapter strategy. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. Buy the Fellowship of the Ring trick-taking game first. It is the cleaner introduction and its chapter campaign establishes the system. Buy the Two Towers second for a harder sequel with five suits, tower effects and denser objectives. Both support solo and groups, but solo is an open information logic puzzle, while group play depends on constrained communication. These are not Lord of the Rings trivia decks wearing a game badge. They are real cooperative trick-taking campaigns in which character obligations turn ordinary suits into narrative problems. Kenji checked both exact Amazon editions, the official Fellowship rules, current Two Towers reviews, solo reports, card quality discussions, and the community comparison with the crew. The result is a chapter order guide that tells a new Fellowship where to begin and an experienced one whether the sequel is different enough. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you buy Fellowship or Two Towers first? Fellowship first. The campaign introduces the trick-taking vocabulary, character objectives, and communication limits in a deliberate arc. Two Towers assumes those muscles exist and spends its design space complicating them. A sequel can be mechanically better and still be the wrong first purchase. Two Towers adds a fifth suit environment and white tower and black tower effects that can cancel or redirect ordinary assumptions. Experienced players often prefer that texture. New players can mistake it for arbitrary punishment because they have not yet learned how a chapter announces its pressure point. Buy both only if the group already enjoys cooperative trick-taking. Otherwise, buy Fellowship, finish several chapters and notice whether the table talks about the puzzle after the cards are packed. That conversation is the reliable signal that Two Towers belongs next. What is in each box, and how does a chapter work? Each box is a compact campaign of cooperative trick-taking scenarios. Players receive character roles with conditions that alter who may win tricks, which cards matter, and how success is measured. The chapter book changes the puzzle without requiring a new rules lecture every time. A normal trick still begins with a lead card, requires players to follow suit when able, and awards the trick according to the active hierarchy. The story layer changes what winning means. One character may need a particular card, another may be forbidden from taking a trick, and the group may need several conditions to coexist. Sort chapter-specific materials before the first night and keep a small bowl for character markers. Do not read future objectives aloud for flavor. Campaign discovery is one of the product values. Failure does not destroy anything. Reset, identify which condition the table misunderstood and try again. What does Two Towers product contents show? Two Towers product contents. The sequel is also a complete box, not an expansion shuffled into Fellowship. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How is Two Towers different from Fellowship? Two Towers is not merely more chapters. It increases suit complexity and uses the white tower and black tower as special forces inside the trick structure. Those effects can neutralize each other, so an apparently decisive card may become a timing tool rather than an automatic win. The sequel also asks more of character assignment. Read every objective before dealing and identify the player whose condition is hardest to preserve. The easiest character should not automatically go to the most experienced player. Give the strongest reader the role that constrains the table. Games Radar and Current Player reports broadly converge on the same conclusion. Two Towers is the more demanding puzzle and an excellent continuation, while Fellowship is the better teaching product. That is a buying order, not a ranking of artistic worth. Two Towers is not merely more chapters. its white and black tower cards create an opposing trump problem. Each can dominate ordinary suits, but when both appear in the same trick, they cancel one another and normal resolution matters again. That single wrinkle makes prediction harder and gives experienced tables more room for deliberate sacrifice. Current owner discussion is unusually consistent on the buying order. Two Towers is the more varied and demanding sequel, while Fellowship remains the cleaner teacher. Both boxes stand alone mechanically, but the chapter arc, character vocabulary, and difficulty curve all make more sense in narrative order. What does Two Towers cards and chapter materials show? Two Towers cards and chapter materials. Real product imagery showing the sequel card system. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How do solo mode versus 2, 3, and 4 players work? Solo play exposes multiple hands and turns the chapter into a deliberate logic puzzle. It removes social inference but makes planning clearer. A player who likes deduction and controlled sequencing may prefer solo even if they normally avoid one-player board games. At two players, dummy hand procedures add management. The mode works, but the cleanest social experience begins at three, where hidden hands and limited communication create meaningful trust. Four players produces the liveliest table and the greatest chance that one innocent lied ruins three plans. Do not import normal card table signaling. The rules restrict what may be communicated, and the tension depends on honoring that boundary. Before each chapter, read only the information the rules allow. After a failed attempt, discuss the whole hand openly. The postmortem is not part of the active puzzle. How does beginner and advanced chapter strategy improve the buying decision? Begin with obligations, not card strength. Identify who must win a specific card, who cannot take tricks, and which suit creates the narrowest route. The strongest card in a hand is useful only if the chapter permits its owner to win. Track exhausted suits with small tokens. Memory mistakes feel like unfair game design and become more common late in a chapter. Lead low cards early when the table needs information. Preserve high cards when a later obligation requires control. Advanced groups should replay a failed chapter immediately with the same roles before changing assignments. The first attempt reveals the shape, the second tests execution. If the second still collapses at the same condition, then redistribute roles. The distinction saves time and teaches the actual system. Expert chapter play is obligation management. Before leading, identify the hand that must win, the hand that must avoid winning, and the suit most likely to strand a required card. In solo, keep the hands physically separated and narrate each obligation. In groups, respect the chapter's communication limits instead of turning the puzzle into open committee play. A failed chapter is information, not a cue to reveal future cards. How should you handle table space, card quality, and hosting the campaign? Both games fit on a small dining table. Allow room for individual hands, a central trick area, character cards, and chapter materials. A 30x30-inch surface is comfortable for four. Use a playmat only if the table is slippery or cards are difficult to lift. Some community threads report mixed cardstock impressions. That is not a universal defect, but sleeving is reasonable for a campaign expected to see repeated chapters. Use thin mat sleeves so the compact box remains practical and sleeve both boxes consistently if they will share storage. For hosting, plan three chapters or 90 minutes, whichever arrives first. End on a success when possible. Serve dry snacks away from the central trick pile, keep tea on side tables, and place the chapter book with the strongest reader. A cooperative game benefits when rules administration is quiet. Two Towers compact product view. The sequel belongs beside, not inside, the first campaign. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How does Kenji's chapter table, teaching the fellowship without spoiling it, improve the buying decision? Treat the chapter deck as a journey, not a stack of scenarios to consume. The pleasure comes from discovering how a familiar trick-taking rule bends around a character's needs. Open only the current chapter material, read its goal aloud, and resist the urge to preview later complications. The game is cooperative, but cooperation is not permission to disclose every card. Use only the communication the current rules permit. The tension lives in recognizing intention through leads, follows, and carefully chosen losses. For a mixed experience table, seat the calmest trick-taking player after the newest player. That gives the learner a readable example without placing them directly after the most aggressive lead. In the first chapter, explain suit following and trick resolution with cards on the table. Then explain each character condition as a separate promise. Do not dump the campaign's future vocabulary into the teach. Fellowship is the better first box because its learning curve introduces that promise structure with greater patience. Two Towers assumes a group already enjoys that style of shared deduction. Solo play is real, but it changes the experience. You control multiple hands and must preserve information boundaries in your own head. Arrange each hand in a separate physical zone and make each hand's legal information visible only when the rules allow it. Solo becomes a logic study, group play becomes a conversation conducted through tricks. Neither is fake, but they are not the same flavor. A buyer who wants social discovery should not judge the system only from a multi-handed practice game. Host with a modest surface, good card contrast, and a small tray for chapter-specific pieces. Keep the box and unopened material off the main table so future art and component shapes do not become accidental spoilers. A film soundtrack with recognizable crescendos can push players to rush decisions. Between chapters, take a 2-minute debrief. Which promise was hardest to read, which lead communicated the most, and whether the group wants the next chapter now or on another night. The expensive mistake is buying both boxes because they look like volumes of one mandatory campaign. They are separate complete games with related design language. Buy Fellowship first, finish enough chapters to know the cooperative trick is the reason you are returning, then add Two Towers. Puzzlewick score: Fellowship 9.210 as a first box, Two Towers 8.810 as the richer follow-up. Combine 9.410 for a group that protects discovery. What are the ratings, misconceptions, and the final verdict? Fellowship scores 9.010 overall, 9.4 for teaching arc, 9.0 for replayability, 9.2 for solo, and 8.7 for component value. Two Towers scores 9.3 for experience tables, 9.5 for challenge, 9.3 for chapter variety, 9.1 for solo, and 7.4 as a first box. The common misconception is that Two Towers replaces Fellowship. It is a sequel and a separate complete game. Another is that solo is a compromised group mode. It is structurally different, but the open information logic is one of the line's strongest uses. Buy Fellowship now. Buy Two Towers when the group has completed enough chapters to want more obligations, not merely more story. The journey is richer when the rule system grows at the same pace as the Fellowship. Final verdict: Fellowship earns 9.010 as the first box, Two Towers earns 9.310 for experienced groups, and 7.410 as an entry point. The two-box order matters more than the small price difference. Frequently asked questions: Which Lord of the Rings trick-taking game should I buy first? Buy the Fellowship of the Ring first. Two Towers is a more demanding sequel. Is Two Towers a standalone game? Yes. It is a separate complete campaign, but its difficulty assumes familiarity with the system. Can I play either box solo? Yes. Solo uses open information and feels like a logic puzzle. How many players do the game support? Both support 1 to 4 players. Do I mix the two boxes? Treat them as separate campaigns. Do not combine chapter decks unless an official rule specifically instructs it. Is Two Towers harder? Generally, yes. It adds suit and tower interactions and denser chapter obligations. Are these like the crew? They share cooperative trick-taking DNA, but character roles and the Lord of the Rings chapter structure create a different puzzle. Should I sleeve the cards? It is optional, but thin mat sleeves are reasonable if the campaign will be replayed often. Is the Two Towers trick-taking game harder than Fellowship? Yes. Community reports and the added tower card interaction make Two Towers the more demanding and varied box. Fellowship is the better first teacher. Do I need Fellowship to play Two Towers? Number both are standalone games. Buy Fellowship first for the smoother rules and story progression, not because Two Towers requires its components. How do the black and white tower cards work? They act as opposing special trumps, but if both colors appear in the same trick, they cancel each other, and the trick resolves under the normal lead suit rules. Check the current rulebook for chapter-specific exceptions. Is the Lord of the Rings trick-taking series good solo? Yes, if you enjoy multi-hand logic. Solo asks one player to preserve separate hands and obligations. So, physical organization and deliberate narration matter more than speed.